The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Stand by for Barracuda Bonus, a deep dive into tonight's game.
The Barracuda season comes to an end. A final from Blue Arena in Loveland, Colorado. The Eagles 3, the Barracuda 1. Colorado takes the best of 5 series, 3-1, as they win both games here on home ice. And they are moving on to round number 3. Nick Nolenberger alongside the great Drew Remenda. Look, the Barracuda were shorthanded in this series. You wouldn't have known it from their effort. Every single game, they put it all out on the line. All of them were close. But ultimately, Colorado just proves too much in this series.
They were first place for a reason, the Colorado Eagles. We knew this building was going to be tough. Had the best winning percentage of the Pacific Division, what, the 800, something like that, in this building. They have a great record here, one of the best home teams in the league. They gave Colorado all they could handle. And the compete level that they played with, the intensity, the team camaraderie, so many good things to talk about with the Barracuda in this series and the previous series as well. What they did, Nick, this season is they took steps for the organization, not just the Cuda, but for the Sharks as well, because we saw a lot of good young players start moving up and developing. They get a taste of playoff hockey, which is really important for where the organization wants to go and will get to. So there is a lot of invaluable stuff that happened. Unfortunately, they can't get on the long run. They run into a very good team. But overall, a lot of positives this season and this playoff run for the Barracuda.
It's an outstanding point. This was a huge stepping stone for the organization and the young prospects. Look, the Sharks ultimately want to get back into the Stanley Cup playoffs. And the way you're going to do that is by having young players developing and getting thrown into these situations. And the closest thing to the Stanley Cup playoffs is the Calder Cup playoffs. We saw high-intensity, tight-checking hockey throughout this series, even throughout the opening round as well. All these games were really low-scoring, not a ton out there, physical, both teams putting it all out there, and entertaining as heck to watch, unfortunately, for the Barracuda. Again, the offense never quite got going in these playoffs. They kept things close because of great goaltending and stout defense. Offense wasn't quite there, and unfortunately, in a game that was tight, it just could not get that tying goal.
Yeah, another one goal up on the board for the Barracuda. They just couldn't find a way to generate offense. And yeah, a lot of it, you got Andrew Podorowski out, Colin White out the last couple of games, Portolo out. There's some guys that they just, that helped drive the offense that they just didn't have in the lineup.
Hey, you wonder if the Barracuda had their full gamut of options. Shakir Mukhamudulin would have been on this team.
Right, yeah.
And he would have helped the back end, a young, youthful group. Some veterans on it as well, but a lot of youth. No Andrew Podorowski. It just was such a kind of an unsuspecting injury. It came against Abbotsford at Texas Arena. So I'm just hobbling down the tunnel. Didn't think anything of it. By no means did you think he was going to miss the final 9 games, all of the playoffs. But not available after that point. Still won the MVP, still led the league in scoring, but not available during the playoffs. And he's been dynamic in his career in the postseason.
And he really has. And we also saw with Andrew in the lineup how that power play is so different. And it was. Now, give credit to the way that the Eagles play the penalty kill, but you look at it and think, geez, if only. But that's the way playoffs are. You know, you always think, oh, if we only did this, we only did that. We'll talk about, you know, as we go to the highlights, about if only a fluky goal wouldn't have went in, would we be talking differently and being prepared for game 5?
You're exactly right. It's just a game of inches. You never know. Fluky goal ties the game up for Colorado. They ultimately go on to win. Barracuda outshoot the Eagles in 3 of the 4 games. They didn't score a single first period goal throughout the playoffs. You felt like a strong start was going to be important tonight. They did defensively. They kept it tight all the way until the third period. No goals before San Jose actually broke the ice with the opening goal. But any good team in the playoffs, they need good goaltending. and the Barracuda had a puncher's chance in each and every game because of the play of Yaroslav Askarov, and he would come up with early stops in the first period to keep the game scoreless, including this save on former Shark Jacob McDonald.
And Robois sets for the minor penalty. Up top, Rosen. One-timer. Askarov came over and makes the stop. Not sure if he got tied up in front of the net or what. Yeah, I think he must have. Rosen looks like public enemy number one.
Yeah, a little bit of contact, and Askarov tumbling to his side a little bit awkwardly, and actually looked like he may have kind of dinged up his shoulder, came over and made the save. That was one of his best early, but this one was maybe his best of the night. A 2-on-0, shorthanded, and Felber ends up winning the game, gets the puck on a stick with this chance, but again, Askarov comes up large.
Plus, I'm old and my sight is going. Don't tell anybody.
Uh-oh, here's a shorthanded chance for Colorado. Felber moving in, shoots Askarov, the save.
When Askarov's in the net, he gives this team confidence. When he makes saves like that early, you know he's locked in, and I feel like it just gave this team a sense that they were going to be in this game throughout.
Yeah, and what it does, too, it feeds that other part of his game going out, although it makes me nervous, going out and playing pucks, and he really helped get the Cuda going the other way when he kept moving the puck so effectively. But his stops, those two, were huge in the first.
Massive. So we would go to the second, still scoreless, and in the second, the Barracuda, you mentioned it, one of their best, if not best, periods we've seen throughout these playoffs. They outshot the Eagles 14-9. They would have had a full four-minute power play. Unfortunately, they took a minor during it to wipe out the remaining 1:57 or so of the man advantage, and we would go through the entirety of that second period again with no goals, although we had a couple that looked like they'd be goals. One waved off, Jack Thompson for goalie interference against Daniil Gushin, and then one that never went in, yet the horn came on for Colorado. They took a long, lengthy review at it, deemed it did not go in, so we were still scoreless after 40 minutes of play. The brilliance of playoff hockey is sometimes it's the most unlikely of players who find a way to break through.
Yep.
And we knew he had it in his arsenal to be an effective offensive player. He's done it his entire career. It's a reason why the Sharks put him, made him a draft pick of the second round, and they have big, big hopes for Igor Chernyshov. Chernyshov, though, had not played in the Calder Cup playoffs before this point. But in the third period, with the game still scoreless, it was the 19-year-old who would come through just 4:09 into the extra session. Igor Chernyshov's first in the AHL.
Center, now he pulls it back free. Skates near side, up high for Thompson. He'll go D to D. Carlson holding, stuffing it towards the net. Puck loose, kicked out by Miner. Good luck there for the Cuda. Back to the net. They score! It's Igor Chernyshov, the 19-year-old. It is Calder Cup playoff debut has given the Barracuda 1-0 lead.
Well, you go to the net and good things will happen, especially this time of year. And Chernyshov drew puck to top the crease, directs the puck in. Barracuda up 1-0.
I thought he played really well tonight. He had composure with the puck, got to the middle, had a couple of other scoring chances. And it's amazing to me. Young guys come into these situations that they've never experienced, and they're like, yeah, I got this. Because he's a very skilled, very smart, big player, good skater. Lots to look forward to after you see his first playoff game, and he's that much at home.
Well, you felt like whoever got that first goal probably had a legitimate chance of winning the game. It was so tight, no goals until the third period. Unfortunately, the lead would last just a minute and 17 seconds until Colorado tied the score. A bit of a fluky play.
Yep.
Chase Bradley from below the goal line swung it to the crease, just looking to put it to the net, trying to get maybe a rebound, a scrambly play. Instead, kind of in a fluky way, Jimmy Schultz went down to block the pass. We believe it might have grazed off of him. Nonetheless, it was a near impossible angle, and it just got through goaltender Yaroslav Askarov. In shocking fashion, the Colorado Eagles had tied the score at 1-1.
It's a center. Now it's swung to the weak side. Senden tips it along. Bradley skates into it. Thrown in front, they score! How did that make its way through?
Fluky goal from Colorado, but as you said, sometimes they are fluky this time of year.
Yeah, it's lucky as part of being good in the playoffs, but that changed the game. It's even though it just tied the game up for Colorado, it was a setback because of how quickly they retorted their reply when it came to the Cuda goal, and that changed everything. Really, you could see the energy pick up in the building, and you could see the energy pick up with the Colorado Eagles after that.
Yeah, Colorado put a checking line on the ice there, their fourth line, in fact, and Bradley comes through with a bit of a fluky goal. But look, they were working all night long, and you'd rather be lucky sometimes than good, and they worked for it in terms of their effort. They were very good and hard to play against tonight. So Bradley comes through. We're all tied up at 1-1. Still anybody's game at that point, but unfortunately, the Barracuda would get called for a minor penalty, 2 minutes for interference against Patrick Giles. We didn't necessarily see the penalty.
I didn't see it.
Doesn't mean it didn't happen. There were a lot of calls maybe not made in the game. That one is, and it felt like, uh-oh, at that point of the hockey game, with momentum in the favor of the home team, could this be the difference maker? And sure enough, it was. And Ty Felliber, who's been so good in this series, such a big year for him, a breakout season. In fact, he comes through, snapping one past Askarov for what would turn out to be the game winner. Side was the hero last night. Back up high to the point for Yoon. Yoon for Phillips. Phillips just above the line. What timer they score! It's a power play goal for Ty Felliber. Barracuda asked for a quick review. We saw the replay. There really wasn't much contact there. And Ty Felliber snapping at home, his third of the series. And it gives Colorado a lead they would not relinquish.
No, and, you know, that Felliber, Megna, who was in front, he was the guy that jumped and provided some screen. And Matthew Phillips, that top line was very, very good the entire series. In fact, they did the majority of scoring for the Colorado Eagles. And we, like you said, that was a must-kill. And unfortunately, a very well-executed play. The Barracuda had control of the puck, but Ethan Frisch, I'm not blaming Ethan, he just got pressured, he couldn't get the puck out, and when the puck didn't get out, they came right back and scored.
Yeah, they had a chance, you're exactly right, in the corner, tried to put it up the wall and just didn't get all of it, and it was an easy hold, ends up in the back of the net. That's usually how it works. Barracuda, with their season on a line, down by a goal with goaltender Yaroslav Askarov, and the Colorado Eagles would seal the victory on an empty netter from Jason Poland, time of the goal at 19:04. Surveying the ice to the net, he plays it. Bouncing puck, pulled free, picked up by the Eagles, skated around the defense, Cagnotti rushed up the right wing side, and Poland puts this game on ice. Jason Poland seals it. Barracuda fall behind by two, and that was more than enough. As Trent Miner, again, an outstanding effort from him. Miner picks up the win. He makes 35 stops. Barracuda outshoot the Eagles in 3 of 4 games, but they fall in this best-of-5 series, 3-1. Yaroslav Askarov suffers the loss. He was equally as good, 29 stops for Askey, but he does suffer the loss, and the Barracuda fall here by a final score of 3-1.
Miner was the reason, I think, that this game didn't get out of hand for Colorado, because the second period was so good for the Barracuda. But that's playoff hockey, right? Goaltending is a huge, huge part. Sometimes you should just call this game goaltending. Both goaltenders acquitted themselves very well in this series.
Certainly this time of the year it could be called playoff goaltending.
Yeah.
Final shots, 36-32. Barracuda went 0-for-5 on the power play. Colorado 1-for-3. That power play goal, the game winner from Felliber. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 43 minutes, 5,089 sod. Another full house here at the Blue Arena. Let's go over our three stars. Number three star, Trent Miner, again outstanding. 35 stops. Picks up the 3 wins. Gets the 4 starts. Didn't know what to expect. Miner, obviously, a great regular season. No experience in the Calder Cup playoffs. Well, he checked any sort of unknown box. He was brilliant in this series. Number two star, Chase Bradley. He gets the tying goal, a fluky goal from below the goal line. Just sneaks past Askarov, short side. Huge goal, huge momentum turn in the hockey game in that third. He's the number two star. And Ty Felliber, game-winning goal on the power play. He is the number one star as the Colorado Eagles win this game by a final score of 3-1, and they are moving on to round number 3, and they await their opponents. It'll either be Abbotsford or Coachella Valley. That series is tied at 1-1. It's 5 minutes into the third period in game 3, and Abbotsford has a 2-1 lead on the Coachella Valley Firebirds. Well, partner, that does it for our broadcast coverage. We can't thank our great fans enough for their support throughout this season. Our great fans who came out to our watch party at Calder's tonight, we thank you for taking in tonight's game. Incredible support. The attendance this year was the best we have ever seen in the team's 10-year history, and we can't thank you enough for that support. TechCU Arena has really become a home ice advantage, and fun to get the Barracuda back into the playoffs for the first time since 2019, at least first time in the Calder Cup playoffs since 2019. tons gain this year for this team.
Lots of gain for this team. A big step for the entire organization, as we talked about. You got development. You've got your young players really getting a grasp and understanding of the professional hockey that you need to go through this. You need to develop here. One of the things that the Sharks have been able to do is really put a lot of resources into the pipeline, and that's where it's going to pay off in this team and for the San Jose Sharks. Before we go, fans, thank you very much for everything, both with the Sharks and the CUDA. But I want to tell you how lucky you are to get to listen to this guy beside me. It's been an absolute pleasure for the last couple of seasons where I get to sit with you and, well, stand upstairs at the TechCU and broadcast games. You are a talent, my friend. You're fantastic at your job. And you don't know, gang, what goes on behind the scenes, because this is one of the hardest working men in showbiz. So, my friend, thanks for a great season.
Appreciate you, Drew. And I would be remiss. I mean, you kind of jumped the gun on me. I was going to think. I mean, Drew does this. I don't mean to reveal, but you do this really out of the goodness of your heart. You do this most of the time volunteering.
Yeah.
And to be able to share the airwaves with you, I've listened to Sharks hockey my entire life. And to be able to do that is a complete honor. And you are as good as it comes. And as Randy said at the end of the year, I learned something every single game when working alongside you. So
appreciate that.
Cannot thank you enough. You don't have to do this stuff, and you do it. And we appreciate it. I know fans appreciate it. So thank you, partner. Enjoy your summer. I know you've got a long drive back up to Saskatoon. We've got a flight early tomorrow back to the Bay Area. Enjoy that. Say hello to your wife, Michelle.
I will enjoy it
with the family and the twins and your daughter. And say hello to Rosie as well. I'm sure you will see your granddaughter this summer
as well. Thank you, pal.
That does it for our broadcast coverage. Tufano here in game number 4. Colorado moving on with a 3-1 win. The Barracuda season, it comes to an end. Not as far as we all hope, but certainly this was a big, big season to build on. I think the future is very, very bright. And as our slogan says, the future is teal for this organization. Draft coming up in a couple of months. What, end of June, we'll have the NHL Draft Sharks picking second overall. Development camp hockey season is going to be right back around the corner when it comes to hockey in the Bay Area. But that does it for our broadcast coverage. A sincere thank you to everybody who tuned in throughout the year. Our great crew helps us out on the broadcast side as well. We thank them, and we thank you again for tuning in. For the great Drew Mend, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from the Blue Arena in Loveland, Colorado.
This broadcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.